Howdy fans, Making 8 Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making 8 Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Mesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got my flip on stomp, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still, I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won't. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't.
Well, good Friday morning, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right. It is Friday once again. Time for another Making 8 morning show. And, well, we're back. It's been a long night, I can tell you that. I don't know if any of you guys have seen my Facebook comments, but, yeah, I think I've gotten 1 hour sleep. I think I fell asleep about 7 o'clock this morning and had to be up about 8. It wasn't pretty. For those of you that might be tuning in that don't know what happened, last night I'm laying in bed just about to fall asleep when I see this thing come sliding across my, or scooting across my shirt. And I thought, well, maybe those darn flies are getting in or something, you know, and went to throw it off and come to find out it was a scorpion. And I don't know, you know, where you guys come from, but down here in Oklahoma, and this is the first year we've had to deal with them, but apparently this is a pretty rough year battling these daggone scorpions, and they have been rough around the house. We've killed a bunch. Austin, our oldest, got stung by one just last week, and I got stung by one this morning. Now, it wasn't so bad. It was like a big wasp sting, I guess, you know. I just put a little bit of a paste, like a baking soda paste on it to kind of draw the heat out, you know. But it wasn't that kept me up as much as it was, it was the fact that every time I went to go to sleep, I had the image of the scorpion on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And, you know, this thing comes slithering, crawling back up there for seconds, you know. I was not very happy with it. Was a little rough. So, yeah, didn't care for it all that much. I am in desperate need of coffee this morning. But, hey, it is Friday. And the weekend is here. I know that a lot of you fans are heading out to rodeos and heading out to bull ridings this weekend, and we want to talk about them. Now, we look to have a pretty cool guest with us, and some of you fans that have been hanging out with us know Miss Anna Hunt from the Texas Women's Series is set to call in today, hopefully. And so we definitely look forward to having the opportunity to sit back and talk with her. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. It's going to be a great show, regardless of whether or not I had any sleep. It is the weekend. And, you know, we're actually going to stick around the house this weekend. Got a lot of stuff we got to do. We had to deal with sick horses this week, a sick dog this week. He got bit by something. I'm telling you, it's just been crazy. I got bit. Everybody's getting bit around the house. Who knows by what, but, yeah. So it's been kind of a crazy week, but, yeah, we didn't have anything on the books this weekend, so we're just going to spend time around the house, find something for the kids to do, because, Lord, you know, with summer here, and we've been out every weekend with these rodeos, and, you know, they're getting a little on edge, you know. They want to kind of try to do something a little bit different, so, you know, they're looking to get out, so we may go out swimming or something. Going to find us a swimming hole down here around the house. And I think we may go. Should be a good time. But anyways, We do have a pretty good lineup. Now, for some of you fans, I also had a late night last night because we were up watching the Oklahoma Thunder and the Miami Heat going at it in the basketball, the NBA Finals. And, you know, I mean, I'm not a big basketball fan, but being from Florida, you know, Miami Heat's obviously playing in it, and Oklahoma Thunder being here, we're in Oklahoma, you know, got to pull for the Thunder. And that's really who I've kind of been pulling for. I'm, like I said, not a big basketball fan to begin with, but, you know, they've played pretty well. And I watched the first game, and man, what a close game it was. And I think the two best teams are definitely there, so it's really exciting to watch. And, well, you know, last night with the Miami Heat came back, and I mean, really – they had a great start jumping out. I thought they were just going to run away with it. But then Thunder came back and was down by 2 points with just a few seconds left. And so, yeah, it was very, very close. Very close. But anyways, we're going to talk some bull riding. We're going to talk some rodeo with you fans here. If you guys are heading out to a rodeo this weekend, we want to hear about it. Feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll put you on the air and talk about some of these rodeos that are out in your neck of the woods. Hopefully we get some more fans out there. And like I said, this show is for you. So I want to thank all of our listeners for jumping on board here today as we get ready to kick the rodeo weekend off. And, hey, you know what? It is Friday. So let's all enjoy the day. Hopefully we'll have a great weekend. You guys stay tuned. You're listening to the Making A Morning Show right here on MakingARodeo.com.
$100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right in my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times.
Fans, this is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making A Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back to the Making A Morning Show right here on MakingARodeo.com as we are kicking the weekend off with the rodeos, talking a little rodeo, talking a little bull riding, talking a little scorpions here this morning. And, it really is nice to see some of our longtime friends that we have not seen here in our chat room hanging out with us. Our friends from Texas, Ms. Gabby and Lisa, are joining us and want to say a big old shout-out to you. It's glad to have you all on board. And, of course, we've got our usuals, Ms. Denise and Emily, over here in our chat room. And we're all hanging out, having ourselves a great time, getting ready for the weekend. And hopefully you guys are heading out to some rodeos or some bull ridings. But anyhow, we're set to get this party started. And hopefully we'll get we will have Miss Anna Hunt joining us here real soon. And, I really look forward to it. I know that we have had her on our show before and was a really good time. And we actually had her and Allie D on with us at the same time, which made for a great, great show. But we're going to do, we're gonna have some fun. We're going to sit back and find out what's happening with Miss Anna Hunt here in just a little bit, so you guys make sure to stay tuned. We do still have phone lines open. If you guys are heading out to a rodeo or heading out to a bull ride and want to give us a call and talk about it, 646-915-9940. And we'll be happy to take your call. We'll sit back, talk a little rodeo, and find out what's happening out there in your neck of the woods. We want to know about it so we can get the word out. Now, I don't know if a lot of you guys actually have your subscriptions yet, but if you guys don't, you really ought to go down to Humps and Horns, hnhnews.com, and, make sure you guys subscribe. It's really affordable, and they've got some great new additions that they've come out with, kind of a new format for them, some great storylines, some great interviews, and you can really find out a lot of bull riding and rodeo information right there at Humps and Horns. So I want to give the crew down there in, I guess you could say northeast Oklahoma, just outside of Tulsa, we want to give them a big old shout out there this morning there with Humps and Horns. So good morning to you guys, and hopefully you guys are ready for a great weekend and out hitting some bull rides and rodeos and going to get some great stories that we can find right there at hnhnews.com. They also have an e-edition, so you guys can actually subscribe to it and get monthly updates, a printable format of the magazine. You'll get all the articles, all the contact information, everything you need right there online. So definitely go check them out, hnhnews.com. So anyhow, boy, I tell you what, I see that there is a lot of our fans still in here talking about this daggone scorpion. And yeah, I'll tell you, it definitely gave me the old heebie-jeebies, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. I did not go back to sleep. It was just one of those deals. And I knew it was only a matter of time with as many as we had caught in the house. And like I said, Austin, our oldest, he had ended up getting caught with one. Got stung on the foot. So I got it on the wrist. I guess it wasn't too bad, but, I guess they think they hurt. Really, to me, it wasn't anything more than like a big wasp sting, kind of puffed up there for a few, and by the morning it was gone once I got that little, I put a little paste on it, kind of like I guess it's a baking soda paste, just put a little baking soda with water and kind of rub it on there, and it usually draws the heat right out of it. So any kind of stings, jellyfish, I know it's great for us. How we learned it was back in Florida, doing it with the jellyfish, and so we figured we'd try it out here, and it seems to work pretty well. So anyhow, getting down to it, rodeos, bull ridings, like I said, what's happening now? We've got Miss Katie Bartlett, who's over in Australia, of course, receiving her award as the Media Person of the Year, and want to say congratulations to her. I know that she is out there for the Australian Rodeo Finals, and we do have a link posted on our Facebook page, and you can go and actually see Katie doing some interviews and doing the recap from round one's event, which was held last night, or which will be, I guess, yesterday. I don't know. It's confusing. I'm all mixed up with the time zones. But, we are very glad to see that she's over there having herself a great time, and definitely miss her. Cannot wait for her to get back here to Oklahoma and get ready to hit the road with us, as we're going to be getting out there this summer. And, you know, Cowboy Christmas is coming up. I mean, it's only right around the corner. So hopefully we'll have a good time there as well and be out hitting several of these rodeos. And, well, hopefully we'll have a chance to run into several of you fans out here as well. We definitely want to meet up with you and get a chance to hang out a little bit. So, anyways, getting down to it. Well, wouldn't you know, I knew we would have her on and really looking forward to this one. It's been a while since we've had her on our show. So, fans, it is my pleasure to bring on one of the Texas women cowgirls, Miss Anna Hunt. Good morning to you, Anna.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a while since we've talked with you. How are things going?
Things are awesome. Thank goodness the dang show is over for a while, and I don't know about another season, but I've just been, you know, I'm honored to be a part of the PRS crew doing the interview. So I went to Fresno a couple weeks ago and then Belfouche last weekend, and been doing the interviews and then just team roping and spending time with family.
Wow. Okay. Well, sounds like you've been pretty busy, and I know there is a lot to talk about. So let's kind of start things off a little bit with this Texas Women's Series. How was season two for you this year? Was it a lot more stressful, or did you know, did things, were things a lot better for you this year, or not as much fun?
Oh, it was extremely stressful, and I, you know, the first season I had a blast. You know, the reason why I did the show is to, you know, show and highlight, you know, raising Buckingbulls, and that was not production's purpose the second season. And, you know, our location, living in the loft, you know, that was just, I'm not a downtown kind of gal, you know. And, you know, it was not what I knew it from the very first day of production, that it wasn't going to be all about, you know, raising Buckingbulls and being a cowgirl. So kind of disappointed in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I agree. You know, the first season we got to see a lot of your bucking bulls, and we got to see you traveling out there to a lot of these rodeos and bull ridings. And this season we didn't get to see so much of it. But we did get to see you actually get out there and ride a mechanical bull. How was that?
You know what? I'm like, dude, I don't ride mechanical bulls. I don't ride them. I raise them, you know. And they kind of gave me a hard time and telling me, you know, that I needed to cooperate and everything. So I tried to make the best out of it.
Yeah, well, you didn't do so bad. Now, my question is, do you have any intentions to go out there and try to ride a real one?
Are you serious?
You know,
I'm not a steer. I'll get out, like, when I'm team roping, I head. And so if my heeler comes behind me and catches 2 feet, I'll ask him to hold him. So I'll jump off my horse and take off my head loop and crawl over top of his back, and I'll ride him down to the catch pin. But that's about my extent of my bull riding.
There you go. I would love to see some of that on YouTube.
It is. It is on YouTube.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
We will have to go back
and
pull it.
Miss M-I-S-S Anna Hunt. There's a good little video on there.
Excellent. Yeah, we will go check it out. Are you still raising your bucking bulls, and how are they doing?
At this point, I sold my cows a while back just because I knew that the market was, I mean, when I say a while back, it's been a couple years ago, 3-4 years ago, maybe it's even been longer than that. The market was just kind of going, you know, I mean, everybody got involved and just kind of, I mean, the market, there are so many cows on the market raising them and everything. So I saw that coming, and I did some embryo transfers before I got rid of my cows. So I've got a lot of embryos that are chilling out, literally. And whenever, you know, the market kind of comes back, you know, I'll pop them back into some cows. But at this point, you know, I don't think we need any more bulls, you know, in the industry, and just kind of waiting. And I've got some calves that'll be, you know, going to some PBRs and some bull ridings and rodeos next spring. So you know, very, very tickled with those bulls, and they're just growing up, and I'm just giving them the time that they need so that they can buck to their ability.
Good deal. Good deal. So are they, are you not really hauling them out there to these rodeos or bull ridings right now?
Nope. They're just chilling out. I mean, they're going to some amateur rodeos and some college rodeos, but, you know, next year they'll be going to some pro rodeos and, you know, going to the PBR, so.
Now, last I had heard, you had moved your bulls back out to California to be closer to your folks and things like that. I know your dad was dealing with some things, and you went back to kind of help him out. Are they still out there, or did you move them back here to Texas or Oklahoma, or where are they?
You know what? They're gypsy souls just like I am. They went back to California, and then they went back to Texas, and they're actually just kind of, they're on the truck right now, just going to those, you know, amateur rodeos, and you know, they're learning what diesel fuel smells like.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this new little venture that has brought you into the rodeo realm. I mean, obviously, you know, you've been stock contracting for a few years now, but you've got into some sideline reporting with the Professional Rough Stock, and you had the opportunity to do a couple events. What has that been like for you?
You know, it's been awesome. Actually, you know, I've always been involved with you know, rodeo, and when I was 19, I had a stroke, and I lost 100% of my speech, and so I thought the hardest job possible would to be not only to talk, but to be in front of a camera. So I did a demo reel then when I was about 20 and got hired by the College Sports Television to do the College National Finals Rodeo, and then I did the PBR, and then moved on to do the Calgary Stampede and did the Pendleton Roundup and other rodeos. And so, you know, I was talking with Spud Whitman, and he said that, I said, you know, if you guys want to consider it, I'd love to be involved. And, you know, this is a job that you've got to have passion. You got to really love what you're watching and be involved. So, I got into the PRS right in the middle of the season, so I can't wait for the 2013 so I could really follow it and know everything and every little nook and cranny about it. But loved to be involved and had a blast, you know, doing the interviews. And, you know, this isn't your typical rodeo, and it's not your PBR. This is a little rock show, you know. This is not your typical, you know, Western event. This is a really, really fun, enthusiastic group of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've had the opportunity to talk with Spud Whitman. We had him on our show just a couple weeks ago. We also had Casey Fields and some of the competitors talking about it. And, you know, it just seems like this is really a great opportunity for guys that are, you know, and not just bull riders, because, you know, there's bull ridings everywhere. But you just don't see the horses. You don't see the bareback, and you don't see the saddle bronc. Now, with you coming from the, you know, the stock contracting side of things, you understand bull riding and you know how that works. How easy has it been for you to work with the rough stock, the other rough stock riders, the bareback and the saddle bronc?
Well, you know, bulls are awesome. And I dig, you know, what I've been doing since I was 8 years old. But when you are involved with some bucking horses, I mean, they've got characteristics. Like when you watch a lunatic fringe go out there and he just knows, I mean, he puts his nose in the ground and kicks over top of his head and, you know, given this opportunity, it's just a different sport. You know, we watched during the Bell's Fish event, there was some rookie bronc riding. And, I mean, please go to the Professional Rough Stock Facebook page. There were some amazing pictures. Like, these colts were freaking throwing these riders 10 foot up in the air, and just, I mean, they were unbelievable. So I think it's a different sport. I'm more excited and enthusiastic for the bareback riding than the bronc riding.
Really? You know, and that, I guess you could say that that really does. I mean, I actually have a pretty strong eye for it as well. I love watching the, you know, the other rough stock events, the bucking horses, you know. I'm still kind of learning it, even from somebody who rode bulls, you know. I can never do it myself, I especially bareback riding. I think those guys are absolutely insane, you know, to get out there and put their bodies through what they go through, you know. But it really does. It shows how majestic these horses are, and how these guys have to really bear down. I mean, that's a true cowboy sport, if you ask me.
Yeah, number one, you know, I think that everybody's been, you know, glorifying the bull riding for so long that, you know, that they're tough and rough. Well, there ain't nothing compared to a bareback rider, you know. I think these bareback riders are, you know, getting jerked to every single weekend, and, you know, having the opportunity to go to a PRS like this format of the PBR so that they don't have to go to as many events. You know, fly in, fly out, you know where you're going, and then, you know, competing against, you know, for more money. You know,
that's
and
right.
Then, you know, these, I mean, it just, it's bareback riding and bronc riding and, you know, these bucking horses, they just, it's, they've got personalities, and, I mean, you know, people like, you know, Matt and Chad Birch bring in these animals. I mean, these are the best of the best, and I'm so glad that you get to showcase, you know, these fantastic animals.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course we get to see it on cable television as well. And you know, we get a glimpse of Anna Hunt. I mean, she's still in front of the camera, and I'll be honest with you, I like you out there you know, doing the interviews much more than I do on the Texas Women's Series. There's too much drama out there in my book.
Yeah, I don't even know. I can't stand drama. I can't. And women in general. I need to step away from that and get around my masculine bovine friends, you know.
There you go. So how are the guys treating you out there with the PRS? I mean, you know, you get to spend a lot of time as a stock contractor behind the bucking chutes. But as a reporter, I mean, how receptive are they, and how much fun are they to hang around?
Oh, these guys are all my friends. You know, I mean, we're, you know, Facebook friends, and we text and we hang out, and, you know, I keep in touch with all of them. You know, JJ, during the Belfouche event, had his fifth little boy, and, you know, actually was in ICU, and so he didn't make it to the event that night, but he was a local, you know, he was a hometown cowboy. But, you know, all these guys have got, you know, lives, and we, you know, I'm close with all of them. So it's fun being able to hang out with the winners and them being my friends and them winning. Yeah, it's awesome.
You think that makes it really easy when you're interviewing them, because you do know them so well?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, I am rooting for, you know, for all of them. You know, somebody that I've been really impressed with and got to know better is McKinnon Wimberly. You know, he's in my eyes, you know, he's been this bull rider and everything, and he's been spending time with Candace and Spud Whitman. He wants to be a cowboy, you know. He wants to get on now these ranch broncs, and you know, he's gritty, and it's not all about just being a bull rider. He just wants to be a cowboy. So I'm very impressed with him and his attitude. And, you know, it's just the PRS is bringing out characteristics that I didn't know about.
Sure. Now, you're going to be at the finals coming up in September, is that correct?
Yeah, it's driving me nuts. Went to Fresno, then went to Bell, and then now we got to wait a couple months to get to September, so for the finals. But I can't wait, and, you know, I need to book my ticket right now.
Well, hopefully we'll have a chance to get up there and meet you. You know, I mean, I know that we had talked about bringing Making 8 Rodeo Network and maybe doing some live radio shows and things like that from up there. And we're really excited about it, and I can't wait for what 2013 holds for the PRS. I really think that they'll have an opportunity to book more events. And, you know, the cool thing is they're not just fixated on one particular area here in the U.S. I mean, they're really all over. So it gives the fans a great opportunity to really follow along and try to get out to these events as well.
Yeah, definitely. And then the fact that you can get on the website and you can watch the live broadcast, and then you can also, you know, be watching it on altitude. So, you know, we're always, you know, we're wanting to grow, but we're all, you know, extremely passionate for the association, and I hope that you guys check it out and, you know, get involved with it.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. Well, like I said, I mean, I'm real excited to see an association of this caliber really come out, and the hands that are coming out there are all top guys. I mean, most of the guys that are out there are guys that we've seen at the Wrangler National Finals, PBR World Finals. You know, I mean, they're just the names that come across out there are just so great, you know, and it just makes for great entertainment to be able to get out there and watch these events. So I really look forward to it. And, of course, like I said, I know we've got to wait till September. But, you know, I think the finals is going to be a great deal. And I mean, I think they've had a pretty successful 2012 season and bringing on such a great staff like yourself and bringing on, you know, Chad and they've got him they've got a number of guys, Spud behind the camera and doing the commentary and even
and Hawkeye and that's right
yeah they've got Bonnie and what's it like working with those guys? Is that a lot of fun or what?
Well, you know what? When they do the broadcast, they do that in studio. So I'm the fortunate one that gets to go to the event and actually feel the energy. And, you know, it's exciting, you know, showing up and watching these guys. I get to hang out behind the bucking shoes with them and, you know, chit-chat. My job is to go and make sure that, you know, they're very healthy. What's your draw? How do you feel about it? This is like I'm saying – this is an opportunity for bareback and bronc riders to, you know, be a superstar, like the way that the bull riders have been, you know, shown in the past with the PBR and the CBR. So, you know, it's really, you see a difference. Of course, they're getting on, you know, they're doing the same thing that they do at a rodeo. But, you know, it's kind of a relaxed, it's relaxed yet more energetic, if that makes any kind of sense, atmosphere.
It does.
So, you know, I'm so tickled with it. And, you know, I just can't wait for the finals and I can't wait for 2013.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Anna, I don't want to hold you up. I know you've got a busy day ahead of you here, but, you know, normally we've been kind of putting out there, like a little 10 question series where some of the fans can kind of get to know some more information about you. Are you up for some questions, just some oddball type questions?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we're just going to kind of throw some at you here, and we'll kind of roll with it. Do you prefer going to the beach or the mountains?
Mountains.
Mountains, really? Now, I see, that kind of surprises me. Being from California, I figured that you'd want to try to go to the beach.
No, I love the beach, but I'd rather be, you know, fishing in the mountains than sitting on a lake.
There you go. Okay, well,
yeah.
Here's one that's kind of in addition to that. Texas or California?
California.
California, huh? Okay. Chevy or Ford?
Never had a Chevy, but they ride better. I'm going to say Chevy.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Well, there's a difference of opinions there. I like my Fords.
Well, yeah, I don't like the gas or the fuel mileage.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I had to do this.
What do you enjoy more, being the sideline reporter or being a stock contractor?
Stock contractor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You prefer coffee or energy drinks?
Coffee. I just poured myself. I was pouring it right as you asked me that question.
Excellent. I'm on my second cup myself.
I think I'm on my eighth.
Wow. Do you when you're around the house, do you prefer sandals or boots?
Boots,
huh? Okay. I thought you were going to say one of those flashy gypsy soul sandals or something.
Well, I love them, but I'm normally – well, you know what? I'm kind of telling on myself because I've been tanning in my shorts so that I can get a tan as I ride my horses. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still working with Gypsy Soul?
You know what, Lorinda, she rodeoed for my dad in college, and so okay. I've just known her forever. And so, you know, she just gave me some product, and you know, being able to design the flip flop, I designed a flip flop, and proceeds were going to or are going to the American Heart Association. So I could give back. It's been my 10th year anniversary of having my stroke. So,
wow.
You know, just we're dealing with that, and you know, they're supporting me, and you know, great company. It's a bunch of women, and you know, there's no guys in the office, and you know, they support each other, and they've got energy up the yin yang.
That's for sure. For sure, we've caught a glimpse of that there on Texas Women. So
yeah.
All right, well, let's get down. Are you a pizza girl or a steak girl?
Steak.
Steak, there you go. Do you prefer watching baseball or basketball?
Baseball.
Really? You got a favorite
yeah.
team?
You know what? I was living in Phoenix for a while, and we'd go to the Diamondbacks. So
really?
I got it, yep.
Okay. They're not a bad team. At least they
not
weren't
bad.
A few years ago. I don't
yeah,
know where they
exactly.
are now, but
yeah,
I'm a Florida guy. I got to pull for all the Florida teams, so I'm
okay.
a Tampa Bay
okay.
Rays fan.
You know what? I just if I got to go and learn some of the players, and you know, got to sit in a box, and so I enjoyed that. Yep.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of the same way with us. I really, you know, I'm not a big basketball fan myself. I've been watching the NBA Finals, the Oklahoma City Thunder, being that we're just down the road from
right.
them. You know, you got to pull for the Thunder around these parts. But
yeah, we were watching it last night.
Yeah, I was a little disappointing, you know, that they got off to a bad start, but they came back, and it was definitely a close game. So it's going to be a
yeah.
close series for sure. But anyhow, yeah, you know, we kind of got the same thing with the baseball, and we got upgraded to some seats, and I became a huge Tampa Bay Rays fan after that, so I certainly have to support them.
That's awesome.
Well, that really just kind of pretty much wraps up our show here, Anna, and I want to thank you for taking the time out here and talking about the Professional Rust Talk. And I know that they do have their Facebook page up, and they've got a Twitter. They were actually doing a conversation on Rodeo Chat, which is a Twitter page that's set up, and they have great conversations out there. And we repost them on MakingItRodeo.com, and really
Perfect.
Excited to see them out and what they're doing for the Cowboys, you know, and making this such a great opportunity for not only the Bull Riders, but the bareback and the saddle bronc. I'm really excited to see it. But before you go, I do have one more question for you. Have you thought about trying to raise bucking horses at all now that you've had an opportunity to be around them a little bit more?
Well, you know, it's one thing when you're raising bulls and, you know, having cows and stuff. It takes a whole lot more land to raise a horse than it does a bull. So, you know, if I had the opportunity, I would love to. I would love to be involved with it. But, you know, in the near future, you know, I don't see it happening just yet. I'll admire from behind the bucking chutes.
There you go. Well, that's
yeah.
not a bad place to be either. And I know that, you know, it really is such a great opportunity for you. And I want to wish you the best out there with it. And like
well,
I said, hopefully we'll run into you there at the finals in September. I know it's
we'll
just
make
a
sure it happens.
What's that?
I said we'll make sure it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get together and hang out. I know it's been a while. We saw you down here in Ada, Oklahoma, when you brought your bulls down. And if they weren't so far out, I'd try to see about trying to go get back on. I've got a deal with our fans that if we get over 5,000 fans to our Making 8 Network fan page, that I'll actually go back and get back on. So I'm kind of getting myself
oh,
back in shape for it.
That's
so
awesome.
I need some good bulls, and I know that you've got them.
Oh, well, thanks. I'd love to bring them to you. So
that's right.
Well,
who knows?
Thanks for bringing me on.
Yeah, we'll be in touch. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. I'd love to get back on them. I've seen them down there. Like I said, I've seen them in Ada when you bucked them out here, and I would certainly love to get on them. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Very good, very good.
Absolutely, Anna. Well, listen, take care of yourself, and we look forward to seeing you down the road. And I know that all the fans will stay tuned to you. They can follow you on your Facebook and, you know, kind of keep up with the happenings of Miss Anna Hunt.
Yep, that sounds great. Well, thank
Absolutely.
You very much for having me on. I hope you guys all have a great day.
You bet. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, fans. Well, there you have it, Miss Anna Hunt taking the time out to join us and kind of catch us up on what's happening with the Professional Rust Talk Series. And like I said, you guys can go over and catch up with them, watch some of their webcasts. And like I said, they do have a great opportunity, and I can promise you that you won't regret it. So you guys make sure to tune in to them. Their next event is not going to be until September, but, of course, that's going to be the finals, and that's going to be a big deal. It's going to be held in Kansas, and who knows, you know, maybe down the way, Making 8 Rodeo Network can be down there and help bring some of this action to you fans, whether it be just with some interviews or things like that during our radio shows. We'll have to wait and see how that plans out. But anyways, it is a great opportunity and really enjoy it. And thanks to Anna for taking the time out here to call the show and spend some time with us and answering our 10 questions. Hopefully we didn't put her too much on the spot. So anyways, fans, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we'll start wrapping up the show. You're listening to the Making 8 Morning Show right here on MakingEightRodeo.com.
Howdy, rodeo fans. Maniac them buckaroos. Scott Misick here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out MakingEightRodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Full Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, the Making 8 Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have rodeo chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.making8rodeo.com.
Partner, your house is on my way. And if you can hang on for 8 seconds, That's all it takes to get there on a sleigh.
Now there's a cowboy Christmas going on. Ropers and wranglers wrapped up for everyone. There'll be country cooking on the stove. Tinsel and lights, eggnog and mistletoe. Kinfolk from all around coming home. There'll be a cowboy Christmas, cowgirl Christmas. That's right, cowboy Christmas going on.
That's right. Welcome back to the Making A Morning Show right here on MakingARodeo.com. And it is Cowboy Christmas time as we are just knocking at the door. And, you know, I got to tell you, we've got some great events that are happening right here. And man, I'll tell you, a lot of rodeos, a lot of action that is happening out here. I know that there's rodeos going on in Reno and Nevada and Texas and California this weekend. Sturgis, South Dakota is having an event. Man, I'll tell you, the Common Mesquite Rodeo is happening down here. Steamboat Springs, Colorado is coming up this weekend. Man, just lots and lots of events. Even up there in the northeast area, Connecticut's got some PRCA rodeos that are happening. So there, I mean, really, you can't travel too far without hitting a PRCA rodeo. And want to, you know, definitely recommend and encourage you guys to get out to one. You're going to see some of the tops out there. And I was just checking out the prorodeo.com and seeing, you know, Shane Proctor making a statement saying that he is coming back. Nice to see him. J.W. Harris is out there on the Extreme Bulls Tour and up in Reno, and looks like he is going to be taking going to be doing a repeat performance there and winning that event down there. 92.5 points on Flying U Rodeo's Bring It. And so great to see J.W. Harris making a run. And this is where we're going to start seeing these cowboys make that separation and start making some big things happen for themselves out there. I mean, these guys are going to start moving up rather quickly in these standings. J.W. Harris sitting in fifth place right now, but don't count him out. I mean, he's not that far off the pace. And, you know, it's not going to be very hard for J.W. Harris to be right up there in contention again to get himself another world champion buckle. Great to see Shane Proctor come back at it, though. Really excited to see that. And, we haven't seen a whole lot of him in the PBR as well, but you know, to see him out here riding back again here in the PRCA, especially during these off months, is really great to see. And hopefully we'll see him get back in contention. I mean, he's got a lot of events he's going to have to win in order to make it to the Wrangler National Finals there in Vegas. But I think if anybody can do it, Shane Proctor certainly can, as he is the reigning world champion bull rider. So lots of things happening out there, fans, and we definitely want you guys to try your best to get out there to one of these rodeos. So anyways, I was telling you guys during the show, we do have phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to talk about some rodeos headed up in your area, or if you guys are going to be out there, we want to know about it. We want to know what's going on. And you know what? Speak of the, I won't say devil, but speaking of fans calling in right now, we've actually got one on the line. I believe you guys know him. Somehow we got Miss Emily muted on the chat room, and I'm not sure how that happened. We'll have to go back and fix that. Anyways, Emily, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what happened there, but yeah, were you a bad person? Did you do something naughty in the chat room?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know, but somehow you got muted, but that's all right. We unmuted you and took care of it. Anyways, how are things going with you this Friday? Are you ready for rodeos this weekend?
Hey, yes, I am.
Great. Where are you headed?
Glenwood, Wisconsin. Glenwood City, Wisconsin.
What kind of event are you going to?
PRCA.
Excellent, excellent. You taking that whole crew out there with you?
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, I know it's going to be good times out there for you guys. Make sure you guys take lots of pictures and send us some updates on how things are happening out there and what's happening this weekend.
Oh, yeah, we'll try.
Good deal, good deal. Well, you know, Emily, it just wouldn't be a show unless we had some good cowboy logic, and you know, we haven't had anybody call in to give us any, so you got some for us?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Never let someone who adds very little to a relationship control so much of it.
Very true. Very true. And watch out for scorpions, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to throw that one in there. But, well, very cool. And I appreciate you calling and giving us some good cowboy logic here this morning and something to think about. And, you know, I'm glad to hear you'll be out there hitting rodeos, and hopefully there'll be some others out there hitting them as well. You know, this is the time of year, and of course, you know, with Cowboy Christmas coming on, just like our song that we threw, it's actually more like a Christmas-type song, but you know what? It always gets me in the mood for Cowboy Christmas, so it's not that uncommon to hear that around July, especially with the rodeos.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, listen, you know, what did you think of having Anna Hunt there with us? It was pretty good to have her call in and check in with us again. What do you think?
Yeah, that was nice. You know, hear what she's all doing and update us.
Well, I can tell you this. I really believe that we're going to try to make it up there to the PRS finals in September. It should be a really great deal. And I think the fans really are going to enjoy that. I mean, Justin McKee's down there, you know, in the arena doing some announcing and just really look forward to that opportunity. He's actually one that we've been working on. And, of course, our good buddy over there, Mr. Mike Anderson with Short Go, has been kind of trying to work with these guys to see if we can't get Justin on our show here. I would love to sit back and talk with him about how things are going with the PRS and maybe hear some McKeeisms. What do you think?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, we're going to try to work on that for you guys. But anyways, Emily, when are you guys heading out to the rodeo? You guys heading out tonight or tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, this afternoon. Yeah, I have a last run at 3 o'clock, and we'll probably leave here like about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Right on. Right on. Well, listen, you guys drive safe heading out to the rodeos this weekend, and we look forward to following up with you guys, finding out how things went. Say hello to the Making Eight Renegades up there in Minnesota.
All righty, I will.
All right, Emily. Well, have a great day. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right.
All right. All right, guys. Of course, that was Emily giving us a call and giving us some great cowboy logic here this morning, and want to thank her for that. And well, shoot, you know, it's so great to see some of our fans out there hitting up these rodeos, and you know, with the summer months here and Cowboy Christmas here, really think that you fans will get a lot out of it. Like I said, I mean, you know, a lot of activities are happening out there. Yeah, we got to wait till September to catch the next PRS event, but you can bet I believe that Making Eight is going to work their way down there. And there's events all over, you know, but to be held in Kansas is going to be a great opportunity. And, you know, I encourage all of you fans to try to get out there with us. I mean, if we can make things happen and be there, we want you there just as much. We want to spend that time hanging out with you guys. And how much fun would that be? But, you know, we've actually got to try to get back to Texas, too, and we've got a lot of things happening. Now, for some of you fans that don't know, earlier this week on Monday, we did make a deal. And now, if you guys didn't catch it there with Anna, we're looking to get some more friends on our Facebook fan page, the Making Eight Network fan page. Right now, I think we've only got around close to 400 fans. We need 5,000. If we get 5,000, now that's what I have on my personal page, but if we get 5,000, we will go out there and get back on bulls. and you guys will see it. We'll webcast it. It'll be at an event. We'll interrupt just like any other bull rider out there, and we will go for broke. We will go for the money, and you guys will have an opportunity to see that. We will also be getting on some practice bulls beforehand. I can assure you of that, because we want to make things right. But I will tell you that we're working on getting ourselves in shape, and if we can make it happen, we're going to be there. So you guys make sure that you guys are spreading the word. Give fans to like our Facebook page, Making 8 Network. You can tag us in it. You know, just type it in when you're typing, telling fans to go over there and like this page. And as soon as we hit 5,000, you can expect us to be entered up at a bull ride or a rodeo where we're going to be webcasting, so you'll have an opportunity to see it. So definitely do not miss out on that. And, you know, after this past weekend when we were with G-Money Rodeo and seeing some of the guys out there, we had one of the cowboys, Joe, you know, hadn't ridden in 8 years and came back out to ride for this event, you know, give cancer the boot. And I can tell you that it just inspired me. And I said, you know what, it's been long enough. It's only been 3 years for us, but I can tell you that we're going to make it happen. So, you know, like I said, I am tuning myself back up with the exception of getting stung by scorpions and everything else. But, hey, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. So we're going to try to tough it out and see what happens there. My arm ain't falling off yet, so it's all good. But you can bet that we will be out here, and we're going to get down to some practice pens. We're going to get out to some practice events, and, you know, we'll definitely give you guys some coverage. So you guys will see the progression, and you guys will see it happening. And that's exactly it. And I want to thank Emily for putting that out there to cowboy up. And it's going to happen. I mean, you know, but I want to make it an opportunity for us to be able to bring more fans involved with what's happening here at Making 8 Rodeo Network. And we want to get more fans involved. We want to get more fans tuned into our shows and following us. So, you know, hey, this is the deal. If we can make it happen and get those 5,000 fans, the sooner we get it, the sooner we'll be out there entering up at a bull ride where you guys will have the opportunity to watch it. So make sure you guys get out there and stay tuned. Anyways, that's going to wrap up our show here for Friday, fans. Want to remind you now, you know, we've been back and forth with Mike Anderson, and I can promise you that we're working on getting his shows back up. I'm hoping that it'll be this Sunday. I can promise you that it, you know, Mike's not intentionally doing it. He's just been so wrapped up with other things. He's changed jobs, and he's got new opportunities that are happening, and he's been out at rodeos and things like that. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. We will have Short Go Radio back on. Make sure to stay tuned to katiebartlett.net and follow along on her Facebook page as she gives you guys updates on what's happening with the Australian rodeo finals going on over there down under. And we will catch up with you fans on Monday. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today, and make sure you guys have yourself a great rodeo weekend. Safe travels, and we'll see you down the rodeo road.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
God, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music.